They're pushing me back for the last time, not very far. I'll be holding on to a dear life, a life I will start.
It's 2019, people. Can you believe it? We're almost halfway, well, more than halfway through the first month of this year. This is Brighter Side of Hell, song of Stardust Galaxies. Stardust Galaxies, we recorded or released it in 2009. So this album's almost 10 years old, which is actually crazy. And it also feels like it's been 10 years since we did a podcast, which is entirely my fault, which I somewhat apologize for. It's been a bit of a crazy last half of last year. The last 3 or 4 months have been pretty frantic. But I'm sitting here today in Johannesburg's heat, looking out the window. And it's too hot to close windows and curtains and try soundproof. So you might hear cars, you might hear dogs, definitely hear birds, hardy does. But that's the charm of this podcast. It feels like you're sitting right here with us. That's my story anyway. It's an excuse for being unprofessional. Yes, we do really love it here. Sorry, there was a bit of an abrupt cut, which I probably could fix, but I'm using a bit of a simplistic audio recording tool, and it's easier to just leave it. I literally just chop the MP3 in half and then move the other half across. But yeah, that's a Brighter Side of Hell con referencing Johannesburg in that line there. We really do love it here, despite all the negativity in the world press and the crime and the corruption, which is all around the world. And the Brighter Side of Hell could also refer to Joburg's heat at the moment. It has been ridiculously hot the last couple of weeks. On a side note, though, that song, Brighter Side of Hell, my parents actually took some lyrics from that song, printed it out and framed it and put it on the wall in between photos of the family and friends and the various pets throughout the years. And the lyrics, let me quickly check my file here, is, "We don't have much money, honey, but this place is a home. Photographs splash the walls, special times forever we own." Some more great lyrics from Khan. He's very insightful. That guy's got a way with words and poetry. It's quite remarkable sometimes. Anyway, flipping back to the Stories Behind the Songs book. I don't know if any of you remember that. I was going through it last year, reading portions of it, and then, just encouraging you to go check it out on your own. Brighter Side of Hell, Khan actually wrote with a guy, Nick Olson, who was in Perez and who was also in Parlatones for about 10 minutes. But the song was actually written in a hotel room in Berlin. I think we had like 2 days off. And actually might have been, we did this press thing once. We went to Germany and Berlin, and we just sat in 2 or 3 hotel rooms and a conference center and just did interviews with press for like a week. Pretty interesting experience. long weird hours answering the same questions over and over again. But it was very cool. What I remember about that most was the fast elevator. This thing did like 30 floors in 10 seconds or something. It was crazy. But anyway, Nick Olson came. There's a motorbike driving past. Nick Olson came and visited us because he lives in Germany. Well, he did then. He's back in South Africa now. And him and Khan sat and wrote 2 songs together, of which one of them was this Brighter Side of Hell, which did not go on to become as famous as the other song they wrote. Any guesses of to which that one was, you can drop me a mail or a comment or however you interact with these things. Oh, and it's back. And it's cut. Sorry about that. Probably going to happen again. I think that actually happens in every single one of these that I've done. I forget about the music. You can actually see, if I look at my screen, I can see where it's coming up and plan accordingly. But anyway, so yeah, so Khan and Nick wrote the song together in a hotel room in Berlin, and then we took it to Theo Krauss in studio and worked on it a bit further, and this is what emerged. I've actually still got the original demo that they recorded in the hotel room, just like on a cell phone or something. Very different. Structurally similar. Nick did a lot more singing at that point because he had different ideas for some of the words, and then Cotton reinterpreted it. But what I'm going to do is just read a paragraph or two out of these songs behind the stories, behind the songs. That book that we did about the songs. Just some of what we wrote in that book. This is Khan commenting on song about one of the issues that we were facing fairly regularly. It was people giving Joburg a bad name. And I mean, it was our hometown. We'd grown up there. So you have a sort of pride with your home city. And he put some of those thoughts into song. Here he says, Joburg was my home, and mostly it was home to many wonderful memories alongside amazing people I called friends and family. Surely this place, which everyone had denigrated to hell status, wasn't that bad. Of course, we had friends and family which had left or were leaving, but for the most part, they all had a deep love for the place that was once home. And those who were gone did miss it. Joburg also had a certain energy and pulse I liken to many of the major cities around the world that are coastal that our coastal towns didn't seem to have. Suddenly, Nick's stream of consciousness about the brighter side of hell had a context. So obviously, Nick's line was the brighter side of hell, but all he had was that line. No real meaning behind it. So Con took that line, built off it on this Joburg thing. A story that spoke about trying to build a future in the city we called home, acknowledging that we had and would continue to have and create wonderful memories and experiences despite the fact that our city was bleeding. Whiskey and water, cheap thrills and movies, strip poker by candlelight, dance floors until the sunrise, no lights, no camera, lit up by the starlight, strange friends who we love and adore, we might be poor but we need nothing more, we are on the brighter side of hell. Yeah, there's a few other comments in the book. Another quick fade. Neil just says, sounds about right. There's always a brighter side, isn't there? Which could be a Monty Python song. Glenn adds another one of my favorites. It reminds me of our December tours up and down the coast. Just happy and upbeat and positive. And speaking of December tours, we actually just finished one. Before Christmas, we were in Durban for 2 nights and St. Lemire. Then we all came home for Christmas. And after Christmas, we went back down. We were in Jeffreys Bay, Plettenberg Bay, Still Bay, and then Cinsa, which is in East London kind of area for New Year's. That was all very cool. Then we came home. I went down for a little holiday with my parents. We all did our own thing for a week or so. Then we went to Kirstenbosch, which was this previous Sunday, which is in Cape Town. Very, very cool show. Always, always great there. Nice turnout again. Nice weather. Didn't rain. Pretty warm still. I mean, not as hot as Joburg, but we were sweating there. Did a nice signing session. I'm sure we saw some of you there. Signed your cap or your t-shirt or your CD. And now, coming up this weekend, we're going to Underberg, which is kind of near Pietermaritzburg, for a show with Rubber Duck, a very cool party band, and Majosi, who's also very cool. So maybe we'll see some of you there. And looking at my screen, I see that the rest of the song creeping up. So let me just pause and move it out of the way quickly. There we go. Done. Moved. And yeah, last year, I can't actually believe it's been this long since we did a podcast. We were in Europe and the UK. We did about 4 weeks across Europe. We were mostly in Germany. We went to Austria. We went to Switzerland. We were in the Netherlands. We were in Amsterdam. Amsterdam was pretty miserable. The gig was great. It was a festival. The weather was just atrocious. We had Rob Davidson with us, who's never been to Amsterdam. And I think our roadie, or our sound guy, sorry, Josh, also never been to Amsterdam. And they were like, it's going to be so exciting. We're going to walk around and go to the red light zone and find coffee shops. But the weather was honestly so bad that we just all retreated out of the rain. I think we sat in our hotel lobby. It was kind of a bit of a student vibe. A lot of youngsters hanging out there, travelers. So we kind of found a cool spot in the lobby and just sat and drank beers with strangers for a long time. So we still had a cool time, despite not doing the typical Amsterdam thing, which is cool. Yes, and then after that, we went to the UK. We did all around the UK. We were in Scotland, which I know is technically the UK, but I know they like to be referenced separately sometimes. I don't know about the politics there, but yeah, we did UK and we did Scotland. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Weather was actually still pretty reasonable. That's actually the best time to tour. It's called fall outside of South Africa. I think we call it autumn, I suppose, fall. So it's not freezing cold yet and it's not boiling hot anymore. So it's actually the perfect time to tour because, you know, we play inside, indoors mostly, inside these sweaty clubs and venues. So it's pretty cool not to be sweating to death or freezing to death when you leave the venue. But yeah, those tours were very cool. We did upload a fair amount of video footage. We recorded ourselves backstage and some stuff on stage and on the road, which is on our YouTube channel. It's my phone again. I thought I put it on silent. Oh, great. Spam. What was else? YouTube channel. Please, 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 if you go to YouTube, I'm actually going to get the exact address for you. Hold on a second. Our YouTube channel is www.youtube.com/WeAreThePolyTones. That is our official YouTube channel. You will find another one, which unfortunately has all the views on videos, and those videos should be taken down, but alas, they're not. Little bit of a history there, but if you want to watch our videos and our film tour footage and stuff, look up We Are The Polyphones on YouTube and watch there. You'll see it's got the four of us across the top in a squash court wearing our weird outfits and looking like a bunch of freaks. There's a lot of cool things you can find there. Just have a browse around. Obviously all the music videos, but then couple other things as well, you know, some little documentary type things, music videos, the tour footage. Rob actually did two remixes, which are also very cool. Stars Fall Down and Remember When and Solar System and Stardust Galaxies. More electronic, sort of dancey kind of remixes, actually very cool. And as you know, Rob now plays on stage with us, keyboards, sings vocals, write songs. He's doing his own album at the moment. Very talented guy. Very, very nice to have him on board. Very cool guy. And follow him on Instagram. I think he's called The Understudy. It's like The _ Understudy. But yeah, I think that's kind of enough for now. Again, thanks for listening. I have also started doing the audiobook recordings for the book I've written, which you get on Patreon. I know it's a bit of an unusual concept and a different way of doing things. It's not like a traditional shop. It's more like a monthly support with different goals. One of my goals is a certain amount of members a month, which then unlocks, in theory, the audiobook recordings, but I've started them anyway. It's actually quite hard just sitting reading pages off a screen and not losing your way, and your mind starts wandering, beep beep, and your phone goes off and cars in the background. But also, I don't really want to go and sit in a studio and do it, so I want to try to keep a little bit of this sort of casual thing to it. I just think it's easier, for one. I don't have to go and sit in a studio, can just do it from here. But yeah, that's cool. I hope to see everybody on the road soon. We've got some things planned this year. The album China, check it out. It's all of our favorite album in a long time. People are enjoying it. Great tunes on there. Going to be released officially, properly in the rest of the world soon. And we'll sign out with the abrupt rest of Brighter Side of Hell. So if you're going through hell at the moment, keep going. Goodbye and God bless.
Pushing me back for the last time, and not very far. I'll be holding on to a dear life, a life I will start. And I'll be alright.